Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
An app. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Does it hit you at all? Do you allow it to penetrate your mind at all that this very well could be your last home game as a Patriot?
I haven't thought about those things, and you know, this I wouldn't be thinking about those things anyway. You know, it's felt like a normal week for me, so I just approach practice like I always have and try to do the best I could do. So that's what I'm gonna do this weekend as well.
Do you hear people wondering about it or no?
About what's my last game? I haven't turned the TV on. You know, it's probably not the best after we lose to turn the TV on, listen to all your guys' shows and stuff like that. So probably weren't too many great things happening. So I try to lay low this week.
All right, picking right back up from yesterday. Here we go, Felger and Mads on an agenda-free Friday. Today we're coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios at the beautiful Beasley Media Group in Dorchester. Agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. We give you opening thoughts, and then we go to your phones. We release the hounds immediately. You can call us, and we'll take your calls in the first segment if you're ready. The number is 617-779-0985. Felger here in the A-hole chair. Big Jim Murray alongside. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. We got Matt McCarthy in our update studios. And do you guys have opening thoughts?
Yeah, I'll start. There seems to be this angry misconception about the Declaration of Doneness, which I hold here in my hands. I actually remade it to make it look like more of a declaration. Actually, could you re-sign this, Mike, if you would, please?
Yes, so you have some more paperwork for me.
Yes. So it was signed by yours truly back in early December when they lost to the Houston Texans. That's when I declared the season done. Felger yesterday, but I need you to re-sign it now.
The Declaration of Doneness, Felger and Maz hereby declare the 2019 Patriots and their chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions done over kaput.
Yes.
You have signed Jimmy Stewart. I see you have signed. Jimmy
Stewart signed.
More than happy to do so.
Okay. Yep. You sign it.
Okay, I'm
take
you
over here.
Date it again.
I'll be signing.
I'll post date it to yesterday because that's when I originally did it. There and again, there's no other initials needed.
Yes,
no?
Maz in absentia has tried to e-sign it, but he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
We haven't done the DocuSign with Maz.
He sent an email back like, "Oh, where am I supposed to sign?"
Oh, bullcrap! That's a lie. He knows. Of course, he does.
You'd think that app boy across the pond would know what the hell he's doing, but he doesn't. Either way, here's the misconception, which I've been yelled at on Twitter since yesterday, and actually in person this morning at the gym. This has nothing to do with tomorrow night's game against Tennessee. Tomorrow night is a layup. They're going to kill the Titans. And yes, the Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill have been a great and, I think, extremely underrated story in the NFL this year, but it's also a bit of a mirage. If you really look at this team, here's what I'm going to explain, because this is why, like, feel good about tomorrow night. Start by throwing out last week's fake win against the Texans, because that's what it was, because it came against Houston's JV squad. That was a layup. It was a fake win. And then look at their remaining six wins. Five of them for Tennessee came against teams with a losing record that also happened to rank 14th or worse in scoring defense. And of the Titans' four road games under Ryan Tannehill, again, it's been a great story since he's taken over, but under the four road games under Tannehill, one was a loss at the Carolina Panthers, one was that aforementioned fake win in Houston week 17, and the other two were wins on the road against mediocre Colts and Oakland teams. So, while the Patriots are done, they're not winning the Super Bowl, thus why we have the declaration of doneness here, and their defense is a bunch of frauds and wildly overrated. Their demise isn't coming tomorrow night. They're going to kill the Titans. It's their home playoff game. It might be Tom Brady's last home playoff game and home game overall as a New England Patriot. So it's not coming yet. That comes later in Kansas City.
McCarthy.
Can I just speak as a fan for a moment?
Yes,
just,
please.
Just 30 seconds, and I know we don't like that on this show. No fans allowed. I'd like to thank Tom Brady for the last 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, seriously, I can't bury... No, you like, I'm not joking about this. I know you laugh, but I'm not joking.
No, I know.
I can't bury my head in the sand on this any longer. I've refused to admit it all year long, but it does seem like there is a realistic possibility that tomorrow might be his last home game as a Patriot. And, okay, all good things must come to an end, and I guess just approach the end with grace and perspective, right? These last 20 years have been amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't think any of us ever could have anticipated it. We will never, ever see anything like it ever again. So if tomorrow truly is Tom Brady's last game in Foxborough, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the experience because we're never, ever going to see anything like this again. I'm going to the game tomorrow. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I just hope it feels more like a celebration rather than a funeral in the event that it is his last game tomorrow, because these last 20 years, we'll never see anything like it again. So I just think we should have that perspective because, yes, it does seem like there's a chance that it might be over. I did just sign the declaration. I signed my life away. This is the Boston Sports Radio equivalent of signing your own death warrant. What did Benjamin Franklin say? We'll all hang together or assuredly we'll hang separately. Something like that. We just all signed our death warrants right there because we all say it's done, which is basically the worst thing you can do because the Patriots always prove you wrong, but I don't know. It might be done.
Okay.
I signed.
So quickly, mine is that, yesterday we spent all of yesterday on what we think will happen, which is they'll lose and they're done. And so that's what I think will happen. That's what I believe will happen. Now, what do I want to have happen? What do I want? I want them to go on a run. And all that corny crap, as you may be able to tell, that I'm kind of into and I'm kind of a sucker for. I would love to see them go on a run here at the very last. One more run, one more kick at the can, just when everyone thinks, once again, no one thinks you can do it. And this time it's for real.
This time it's real.
No one thinks you can do it. And Brady and Belichick, one last run, one last stand, one last, surprise us one last time. And that's not tomorrow night. Tomorrow night should be a win. And I think they win tomorrow night as well. But I'm talking win the next one. And get to the AFC title game and then see. Oh, boy, would that be fun.
I believe you referred to it as a blowing to remember.
That would be a blanami, okay?
It would.
It'd be a blanami only if they get to the Super Bowl. I think they'd have to get there. But I'm willing to take it. Fine. Because I think that would be tremendous.
Of course it would.
And I'm always almost always going to root for the story. And to me, it's a much better story if they win tomorrow night, surprise Kansas City, and now they're on the precipice of another Super Bowl when they really don't have a great team. And here's Brady's last stand and Belichick and Brady one last time and all that crap. I'll eat it up.
It might be the best story of all because after 28.
So three, I'm just saying that's such a better story.
Oh, of course.
Way
it is.
Better.
Than, it's late Saturday night at a half empty Gillette Stadium in a miserable weather night and half the people have left and that's it for Tom Brady. That ain't such a great story.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
I'm honestly rooting for that other thing. I am. I don't think it'll happen. I think they're losing in the next 2 weeks, probably in week two, but I'm rooting for a run because I think that would be a great story.
It might be the best story of all. Like I said, after 28-3, I felt like, well, what else can they do? And then last year, they luck out. And then when nobody thought that they could do it, they beat the Chargers, they go into Kansas City, win that game, and they end up beating the Rams in the Super Bowl. So after that, I was like, well, what else can they do? Well, they could do this. They could end up disappointing everyone here with this loss to Miami. You have to play wild card weekend, and you go on to the run, and you go to the Super Bowl. That might be the best story of all.
Okay, here's another thing I'll ask for the people, just a side topic that relates to Brady that I'd like to hear from you. If you think it's not over with Brady here, if you think Brady's back next season, and this is not the end of it, meaning Brady Belichick, tell me how it happens. Tell me the scenario under which he returns. And that is, does Kraft come to the table and step up with the big contract and he returns? Does Brady change his mind and say, you know what? I'll sign another crappy incentive-laden thing and just go year to year and swallow it swallow my pride, you know, just swallow my agitation and just do what he always does, which is cave at the last and come back on a substandard contract. Does that happen? Do they go on this run that I just talked about and win the Super Bowl and say, you know what, let's just run it back one more year? Is that how he comes back? Paint me the scenario. Tell me how it happens. Does Kraft cave? Does Belichick cave? Does Brady cave? Do they all sort of reach it together because they go on a run? Tell me how he stays. Because I don't see the path. I personally don't see the path. I don't think the Pats are going to suddenly turn around and give him a good contract after stiffing him for three straight years, and the last two he declined. All of a sudden, they're going to turn around and give him the contract. I don't see it happening. I don't see Tom Brady. Look, I see Brady caving before I see the Patriots caving, but not at this point after Brady has basically stomped his feet.
Well, hasn't it?
For 2 years, sold his house, shipped up, you know, uncoupled everything, and is ready to roll. Now he's going to turn around and say, you know what? Give me the incentive-laden contract thing again. I mean, I don't see him doing that.
Well, hasn't it become really apparent with this last year or so that Kraft has put it in Belichick's hands?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that feels to be the reporting. But you tell me. If he's coming back, you tell me how. You tell me how. You tell me why. Because I don't see it. And I'll accept that as well. Finally, just real quick, the reason we're doing the Brady stuff is just in case we're wrong and they lose on Saturday. The last show I did before I went away for Christmas, it was a Brady show. Because I said to you, and it was 2 weeks ago, I said, I don't think they're going to lose these games. I think they're going to beat Buffalo, beat Miami, have a bye, and we'll have a long run. But in case I'm wrong, I want to start talking about this. And so we did a Brady show, December 18th or whatever. And it turns out we were wrong about that Miami game. They lost, and now here could be the... So I'm doing the same thing. I think they're going to win tomorrow night, but if not...
Better to get ahead of it.
If not, I think it's worth talking about. So there you go. There are opening thoughts. What are yours? Alan in California. Go ahead.
Okay, let me mute the TV. Okay, I got a question. This is a question, okay? Tomorrow is Tom's last game in Foxborough, and there's no ambiguity. After most of the defense leaves at the end of the season or retires, there's going to be a huge amount of rebuilding to do, including the receiver core. In this scenario, with the way Tom has been, he's no longer their best option at the position, not even close. They need to use this position to make cap space, and with Jason Stidham, they'll get it. So my question is, when did this happen? When did this reality that we're now living in come about?
Last offseason, when they wouldn't give him the contract, is my guess. I don't know. I mean, somewhere in the last year.
Well, that's when he completely changed. I mean, just his tone as soon as he came into camp, it was completely different.
It was. I feel the die was cast last offseason when Brady didn't get the contract. And he said, go ask Mr. Kraft. I'm just kidding. We're good. And, you know, he said at training camp, well, a very smart man once said, it is what it is. That was a pretty good comment. We'll see what you know. And I thought, you're right, Murray. I thought his tone was different there. And I think that's when.
And that's also coming off the heels after Breeze gets his deal, which had the guaranteed years. And then, you know, they essentially throw that same incentive-laden crap in front of him again for the second straight year. Of course he's going to be pissed off.
And what they settle with is, I know, I'm not taking the incentives. You know, make those guaranteed and don't franchise me and then I'll sign it. And maybe he was holding that preseason trip to Detroit over their head on that. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that
he
that
wasn't
going
to get on the plane.
So I feel like nothing has changed since then. And Mike Reese had a report, and we'll play it for you, where there have been no contract talks between the sides this entire year.
Yeah, it's wait and see, I believe, is the term that was used in Reese's column.
So I think the die was cast in the offseason. Nothing's appreciably changed. Meg in Concord. Go ahead, Meg.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Two quick things. Number one, you know the old saying, it's all about that's why they play the game. I think what you're overlooking is the fact that they got to play the game. And these guys have the attitude of winning. And you guys depress me. Like, why go out on the field? You guys are, like, thoroughly depressing me.
Oh,
you
no,
know, you mentioned the 28 versus 3 and all that stuff. Did you think that was going to happen? Did you think they were going to win the Super Bowl last year? I mean, why go play?
Well, Meg, we also thought that they were going to beat the Dolphins and wipe them up in Week 17, and so why even play that? Oh, well, so, I mean, I don't know what could happen. Jimmy just makes me predict.
Yeah,
so I predict.
And I like making the predictions, so I've brought to you the Declaration of Doneness, which I signed, again, in early December, because I think it's over. And if I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong, because it is a better story. And believe it or not, I would actually like to see them repeat and win and see Tom walk off into the sunset, 7-time Super Bowl champion. I'd love to be wrong. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'm going with my prediction.
I'd love to see the old man do it one more time. one more time.
That'd be so good.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, my God.
It'd be great. Believe me. That would be great. I don't think it's going to happen. But, again, Meg, that is why they play the game. Okay. We're off and running. Back to your calls on Agenda Free Friday after this.
Felger and Mad.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hi, Jerry. You're going to love this question, Tom. There's been a lot of discussion.
I'm sure this is on.
Yes. There was a lot of discussion about you on the sidelines, not only with the new shoes, but also doing some jogging, especially in the second half, which is something that veteran observers of Tom Brady have not witnessed very often. Just curious. Really? Yeah, I'm just curious what was going on there.
Nothing. I felt good. I don't think the white shoes are going to make it this week, though. I think I'm putting those things back to bed. They're not making the cut for this game. So I'm back to my dark colored shoes.
Do you have any conspiracy theories on Brady's health and how he looked? Because he looked terrific the week before against Buffalo. And, I ask that because I just have one. I mean, I have no idea what's going on. I don't think he got hurt against Buffalo. I don't think Giselle stopped on him, you know, with her high heels or Louis Vuittons or whatever, during the week where he had a foot injury, where he had to wear those. I don't think it's that. I have no idea. That only one thing stands out to me, and that is, do you remember the week before the Buffalo game, Murray? Karen Garigian, in a column, in the middle of her column, said that the elbow had been a problem, but sources say it's over and Brady's going to be fine.
I don't know.
Yes, so she dropped it in the middle of her column. I thought it was before the Buffalo game. Maybe it was before the week before, but I think it was the week before Buffalo.
Okay.
And she just sort of dropped it in the middle of her column, and it's like, well, how do they know that? How do they know that? Like, how do they suddenly know on a Tuesday or a Wednesday that it's fine, nothing to worry about? And then he goes on, he plays great, and it's like she was right. So what is that? And is it possible that he got a cortisone shot or something like that?
Got the Toradol, you know, before that game, and he was all lamped up.
But he could Toradol before the next game, too. Cortisone shots are sort of different, right? I don't know. You explain that to me.
I don't know. Maybe it's as simple as we all know, when you're older, injuries are more difficult to deal with. So he felt good that week for Buffalo, and this week he didn't, you know? And it's something going on with his foot, his toe, the elbow as well, and that's why he looked the way that he looked on Sunday.
Okay, so I don't think he's... I mean, I, I don't even think the elbow's that bad. I don't think the elbow's that bad. I can't imagine there's anything with his foot. I have no idea what was going on with the shoes. He wouldn't elaborate there.
What if he's got an issue with the Achilles again?
So what do you mean again? And is this something you believe, Jimmy?
It's not something I believe. It's something I'm guessing at. But wasn't he on the injury report earlier this season with an Achilles? And I remember him being on the injury report last season with an Achilles.
So I don't remember. I remember. I lose track / ignore the Patriots injury report. I don't know. There was just that line from Karen that stood out. In the middle of the week, after he had looked bad the last couple, he says, no, it's fine. Sources say he's going to be fine and feeling good for this week. And then he goes on and he plays great. So it's like, oh, did he have a procedure or something that took?
Cleaned it up.
And they knew that it took. Yeah. Okay. And then what? It wears off in a week? Or, like, I'm just curious about that because his flip from the way he looked.
Oh, it was jarring. How he played against Buffalo and how he played on Sunday against Miami was, you know, completely different.
Okay, so we continue with your thoughts here on an agenda-free Friday. Pat in Portsmouth, bring us back.
Hey, guys, what's going on? First time, long time. So Brady is going to stay because Robert Kraft is going to step up and give him a big boy contract for the sole reason that he is the only good piece of PR that he has left. I mean, he doesn't want to go out being the old pervert that didn't sign the greatest of all time. He's going to come back and give him some big boy money.
Okay, we'll see about that. And I disagree that Brady's got the only good PR he's got left. If he still has Belichick and they're still winning divisions, then, you know,
they're still going to be competitive. But he does make a point there. In terms of a PR standpoint, I think he'd take a hit if he let him walk and didn't even come to the table with any kind of contract.
It's if people want to hold him accountable, but I think they're already, you know, we talked about this. Everyone's passing the buck. Like, oh, no, it's Bill's decision, and the Krafts can easily say, no, we wanted him. We offered him a contract. He left.
Yeah, based on what you've read over the last, throughout this season, it feels like the Krafts in this situation have pushed away from the table and said, like, that's on Bill. That's a football decision. We now have nothing to do with this.
I mean, but they'll not only do that, Murray. They'll also blame it on Brady. They'll also say
he
prevented us from franchising him. He's the one that walked away.
He wanted the option.
He wanted the option. He wanted to go somewhere else. The Krafts are going to do everything they can not to take any responsibility for it. And, you know, can you blame them?
No.
They don't want to be Harry Frizzy. Jack in Maine. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, I was just wondering. It looks like the Patriots are going to be in a rebuilding process over the next couple of years anyways. You have a proven commodity in Brady. Why not sign him to a shorter contract, 2-3 years? I don't know if Stidham's the guy that's going to step in, but if Belichick's going to keep this same type of offensive scheme, you've got no one better to train a young quarterback than Tom Brady.
Okay, I don't think Brady's interested in training anybody. I think that's become clear.
Why can't people get Stidham's name right?
It's not, crazy. Not that complicated.
Stedman, Stidham.
What did the guy call him the first time? Jeremy?
Yeah.
Or something.
Jared Garoppolo.
I called the wrong name. Do you think they're in a rebuild mode?
No.
Me
no,
neither.
No, there's it's a retooling mode, especially defensively, I think, next year. You're going to see a kind of a mass exodus. I wouldn't be surprised if both McCourty's retired. Van Noy's going to go get paid somewhere else, I would think. So you'll see some guys gone, but it's not going to be – you're not looking at like a 6-10 team next year.
I don't feel that way at all. I still feel the division and the competition is weak enough. The coaching is still good enough, and you're not going to lose the whole team. It's like it's going to be a standard year where some guys go, some guys stay, probably more go than stay.
It's also to their detriment because in a perfect world, they would tank and try to win never for Trevor and get Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson.
I don't think that's the way to go either.
They're not going
to
do it. They will never do that.
And I don't want them to. That's a waste with Bill Belichick. Then you let Bill Belichick move on and you tank with somebody else. That's not why you have Bill Belichick to contend and to beat up on stupid competition and win divisions, and they're still going to do that. I don't think they're rebuilding. I don't. Nick in the car. Hi, Nick. Nicholas! Okay, babe, call us back. You know the number. Dave's in New Hampshire here on Agenda Free Friday. Hi, David.
Hey, Felger and Murray, how are you guys?
Good.
First time, long time. I have one scenario that I haven't heard, and that's a comparison to 06. There was a big wild card win at home against the Jets, and then a huge win on the road against the Chargers. Not ready to say, we're going to the Super Bowl, but you never know.
No, that's how it's going to have to be. That's how it's going to have to be.
That's how McCarthy painted it out during the commercial break. I mean, that's, yeah.
Am I allowed to say it could happen, or because I signed, I'm not even allowed to?
You can't now that you've signed.
Okay.
You can work out the semantics of what it would look like, okay, but well, it's not going to happen.
What it would look like, caller, if I kept you on, you would say, well, I mean, it's just exactly that. You take care of business at home against a team that you're better than, and you're at home, for crying out loud. So you take care of business against Tennessee, then you go to Kansas City, and something horrific happens to the Chiefs because of their coaching or their stupidity or bad luck or just the loser stench to that franchise.
Oh, they definitely got that. You know, the Andy Reid and Kansas City Chiefs historical puke factor, those are two real things.
Okay, but it would be like, I don't think you go there and beat them straight up. It's something,
right, yeah.
You know, like in San Diego, they're still looking back, say Marlon McCree put the ball on the ground and Marty challenged that play. And what? How'd we lose that game?
Yeah.
You know, the Chargers were so much better than you that year. I mean, their Chargers were so much better than anybody. Well, it was just such a gag. So that, like, but that's the path.
Yeah.
I don't think you go into Kansas City and beat them straight up and down the field.
No, no, no. You're not looking at a game like last year. I don't think that you're playing that game into overtime. You win the coin toss and you win, you know, 35, whatever it was, 31, whatever the whole final score was there. No, something freaky has to happen. The Chiefs' history has to catch up with them again.
So could that happen? I'm contractually obligated to say no.
Right. Now that you've signed.
But you can answer it yourself. You can answer it yourself. Mike in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hi.
Yeah, so I'll probably get clobbered for this, but Brady looks like an old quarterback to me. I feel like you guys have bought into the whole TB12 avocado magic, but I also think that's why he's been so testy, because he knows he can't quite do it.
Because he's like old and cranky, that's why he's testy? I think he's testy because of what we talked about. The die was cast to start the offseason, and he wasn't playing their game this year, and it just sort of has permeated the entire year. Did he look old the week before against Buffalo?
No, but I do think that there is something to his anger and his quickness in the postgame. Some of these games, even when they've played well, when the team has played well and he hasn't, is his body betraying him, the elbow, you know. So I think that factors in.
Okay, it's an agenda-free Friday. It's brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group. It's Felger, Murray, and McTakey. Matt McCarthy, we continue with your calls at 617-779-0985. Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Seems like Tom Brady statistically is having a down year. What are you seeing on tape from him?
You know, I mean, I still see a lot of accuracy. I still see a lot of, you know, quick release, decisive throws. You know, been able to win a lot of football games, get the ball to a lot of different people to get everybody involved. got an uncanny ability to find a guy that's open, execute game plan plays, and play action, very, very good.
So that's Vrabel on Brady. Some mystery. How's he look that good against Buffalo? Then he comes out and looks that bad against Miami, and he, for the first time in how long, wears weird, different old man shoes?
I mean, he always has those red cleats, and then he had two different white-looking cleats that day. It just...
Something's
up there.
And
he kept... So we didn't even mention this yesterday, too. You notice how he kept jogging back and forth in the sideline, too?
Yeah.
It's like he kept... He was trying to keep something loose there, because normally he's planted on the bench, unless it's end of the game and it's a close win and he's up there, you know, hooting and hollering. But for the most part, his ass is planted on the bench and talking to McDaniels. That was weird. Like, something was up there. He was trying to keep something loose that whole game.
So when you say Achilles, I do remember there was a time where he was at practice this year, and we never pay attention to his shoes. I don't, you know.
Oh, right.
But there was a year, the day that we thought he was wearing Crocs.
Right.
But it was just taped a certain way, and we just never pay attention to it. But they showed the pictures of it in practice. We're like, oh, he's wearing Crocs. He's not really practice. So was that all that? I don't know. So, but it was fine against Buffalo, but not 6 days later? Like, huh? What?
Maybe it's the treatment process to get, say, an Achilles injury healthy. You know, David Ortiz would spend hours getting his Achilles ready just to stand on the baseball field. Maybe this is something similar where he's got an Ortiz-like thing that's just going to plague him for the rest of his career. Because he was on the injury report in 2017 with an Achilles. Just do the math.
Okay.
Think about it.
All right. So, and there was that thing that day we were watching his feet at practice. So who the heck knows? But to me, that is the mystery. How he looks one way 1 week and then another the next, when he takes no discernible hit that would give him any sort of injury that we would notice. All right, we go back to your phones here on an agenda-free Friday. Danny and Quincy never has an agenda. Hi, Daniel.
Yeah, well, before I get to Belichick's future, can we please stop reveling in the Buffalo game? Okay? You had 1:08 on the clock on the 50-yard line, up 10-3. And you looked out the window to see the rain or whatever the hell was going on, and you look back and it was 10-10. Please. And Murray, people like you who want to just look at the last thing that happened against Miami and blame the defense, right? I wish the interception for a touchdown that Brady threw earlier in the game got as much play as that last drive, because that was the ball game.
Oh, he was terrible there, too.
That was the ball game.
I've said
nobody dwells on that. They all talk about, if it wasn't for the defense and special teams, okay, they wouldn't even had a shot at being the one.
I think it's because it came last, Danny. I think it's because it came last. If he threw the pick six on the final drive and that was the final thing we saw, that would get the most attention.
I understand that, but how insightful is that? If you're the professional people who cover the team, all they can sit there and tell you is that they saw what happened last. The pick six killed them. That was the ball game. The Buffalo game was not the reincarnation of the 07 Patriots offense. Their offense was in quicksand in that game as well.
They were pretty good.
See anything. I guess if you're in sub-zero weather for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and it goes to 20, then maybe it's warm. I guess that's the analogy I can give it. And if they lose tomorrow night, that's going to give Kraft an excuse to fire Belichick.
Come on. Do you really think that, Danny, you think that's on the table?
I think it's on the table. I think Kraft and Belichick are at odds. And I think it happened because of Antonio Brown. That's right. I think Brady will still be on the team and Belichick will be gone.
Okay, I think you're nuts. Maybe that last part, maybe Brady will still be here. I mean, I can't discount that. Belichick's going nowhere. This happened during the break, and I just glanced at it. But didn't the Patriots send the Navy football team to their bowl game?
Yeah,
in the big Patriot Schmenzer,
yep,
or
yep,
one of their
they
Patriot
did one
planes?
Of those planes? Yeah.
So is that just out of the kindness of Kraft's heart, or does he do it to do Bill a solid because Bill's got a thing for Navy? Like,
no, it's a nod to Bill and his affection for Navy. That's what it is.
Well, what are we doing? I mean,
and that Joe Cardona's on the team, that helps too. But you know, the ties to Navy start with Bill Belichick.
All of that. I mean, I don't see, and I'm not telling you that Bill and Kraft get along famously every day of the week, and I'm sure Bill is all sorts of pissed about the Bengals taping thing and the Kraft Sports production and losing a draft pick or something because of Kraft's video crew. And I'm sure Bill's going to bring that up to tweak him, you know.
And I think Danny's right, and you know that his hand was forced with Antonio Brown. If he had it his way, he'd still be here.
And I think Bill's hand was forced with Garoppolo, and all these things are true. So Bill's got a boss, and they go back and forth on stuff. That doesn't mean...
But if they lose to Tennessee tomorrow night, which, again, they're not going to. They're not going to fire Bill Belichick.
Not in the cards, Danny. Not in the cards in the least. But they have their little back and forth and their fault lines and all those things. All those things are real. So Danny's nuts on that side of it. But I think there's a lot of people who are nuts on the other side. There's nothing wrong, nothing to see here, nothing up. No. Just like every worker and his boss, they have back and forth. And they've worked together for 20 years. They've had a lot of things they've disagreed with. They've had a lot of days, I'm sure, where they hate each other like poison. And I'm sure that exists.
But, in any 20-year relationship, there's going to be some dysfunction.
But he ain't going anywhere. And nor do I want him to. To me, he's more important than Brady at this juncture. PJ in Rhode Island. Hi, PJ.
Hello?
Yes, PJ, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Jared. Listen up, everybody. It's Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham, just like Denham, Rainham, Rentham. I mean, the guy's name literally is like a town in Massachusetts. Anyway, I think, you heard all year long, he's had time with the ones because Brady's been missing so much practice time. I think Jared's been doing pretty good job this year, and that's what's stealing Brady's fate.
Okay, maybe. I think, but
the way that, sorry to cut you off, but the way that some of the beat guys talk about him, you know, and even some of the players say, you know, in practice that Stidham looks so good and he throws a good ball. And so, I don't know. It does feel like something's building there for him to be the next guy.
Fair, but it started before Stidham hit the practice field is what,
oh, right.
Is what I think.
It started in the preseason.
It started in the preseason. So, but it didn't start with Stidham looking good. In other words, Brady's up for a contract. He's going into his walk year. He's at the negotiating table with the Patriots, and the Patriots say, well, we just saw Stidham out of practice, Tom. We're not going to give you the contract. No, it didn't work that way. They had it in their mind that they were going to go year to year with Brady. He wasn't going to get the contract that Drew Brees got, that these other guys got. That was the Patriots' decision before Jared Stidham was even a glint in his mother's eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was the Brady decision came first, and now if they like Stidham after the fact, okay, they like Stidham after the fact. And I don't even know that. But I think the Brady decision was independent of anything they've seen from Jared Stidham.
I just loved that guy's tutorial. Yeah, his name is just like any town in Massachusetts. Stoneham, Dedham, Rainham, Stidham.
Or Gino in Weymouth. Go ahead, Gino. What do you got?
Hey, so I think the only scenario in which Tom Brady can really and truly stay is if Robert Kraft comes to the table and promises that they will either require – like a superstar offensive lineman or a superstar target for him to throw at, such as Odell Beckham or re-sign Antonio Brown. And let's say that Brady leaves, and let's just say they pick up a veteran such as Phillip Rivers, who is like notorious for not winning when it counts, and they win when it counts. Don't you think that speaks more to Belichick's legacy than Brady's?
Okay, yes. If Belichick wins without Brady, it increases his legacy. If Brady wins without Belichick, it increases his. So no matter what quarterback you bring in here or where Brady goes, that applies. And that's a tasty little take possibility. Okay? So, yes. Phillip Rivers ain't coming here because you'd have to pay him. And the whole point of moving on from Brady is to not have to pay your next guy.
Yeah.
And you develop a young guy and et cetera, et cetera. You get younger and cheaper and sort of start the process over. So, Phillip Rivers to me makes zero sense. What was the first thing that he said?
Regarding Kraft promising Brady an offensive lineman or weapons.
Does that bring Brady back?
See, I don't know if it has to do with the weapons and the players around him, but the part the caller's 100% right on is the Robert Kraft part. What's changed in the last 2 or 3 years? We all know that Robert Kraft interceded when Bill Belichick wanted to move on to Jimmy Garoppolo. Why is he not doing the same now? Something has changed, whether it's Belichick's timeline, I don't know. But if Tom Brady is going to stay, it's going to be because Robert Kraft comes to him and convinces him to stay.
Agreed.
This 100% falls on Robert. The ball is in Robert's court because it looks like right now that Belichick wants to move on, Brady's content with moving on or whatever. Robert Kraft needs to step in and stop this from happening.
Well,
he does.
Why? What if it's the smart thing to let Brady go?
I don't know if it is.
I think it is.
Okay, so we can disagree on that. But if you feel
it's a hard business decision, but I think it's the right one.
Okay, but if you feel like the right business decision is keeping Tom Brady, which I think it still is, you know, from a football perspective, even in the short term, a year or two, you're still better off with Tom Brady. If you feel that way and the Patriots feel that way, Robert Kraft needs to step in and get it done. You cannot allow Tom Brady to walk out the door.
Well, I think you have to wait and see if there's another team waiting, though, that comes in over the top with a two-year deal at $30 million per, fully guaranteed. Because I think that puts Robert Kraft and the Patriots in a very difficult situation that he doesn't want to be put in, because I don't think he wants to match something like that.
And I think it'd be smart not to match it. He stepped in the last time, McCarthy, and he was right.
He was.
He was right. Kraft, whether you think he should have stepped in and you know, stuck his nose in there or not on a football decision, you know, we can debate that, but I think...
Well, which one, Garoppolo or Gronkowski?
Well, Garoppolo for sure. Yeah. You know, sticking with Brady was the right call. So he did it the last time, and he was right. I think he's going to pass this time, and I think that'll be the right call, too. I do. What do you all think? Long commercial-free segment is next.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Stop it.
In safety, Kevin Byard, he told me that Coach Mike Vrabel has done a great job at finding different ways to motivate them throughout the season. To start off this week, Kevin said Vrabel showed them a clip from the movie Catch Me If You Can, where Christopher Walken, who plays Leonardo DiCaprio's father, asked him, you know why the Yankees always win? Because the other teams can't stop looking at those damn pinstripes. The point being, not to get caught up in facing the Patriots. And as Kevin told me, they can be beat, which the Titans did do last season. But beating them in week 10 and beating them in January, it's an entirely different beast. The Patriots haven't lost at home in the playoffs in 6 years.
What's next?
Okay, stop running. When I get inside, you go back to the front seat and wait. Even if a cop comes and writes you a ticket, you don't move the car. Understood?
Dad, what's all this for?
You know why the Yankees always win, Frank?
Because they have Mickey Mantle?
No, it's because the other teams can't stop staring at those damn pinstripes. Watch this. The manager of Chase Manhattan Bank is about to open the door for your father.
So in terms of motivational tactics in movies, that's not one that I would have thought of.
Right. Underrated Spielberg film, but that's not a movie that would like get you pumped up.
That's a Spielberg film.
It is, yeah.
Catch Me If You Can, DiCaprio and Walken. You must have a Christopher Walken in you, Murray.
I gotta have more cowbell. Like, it's everyone does the same Christopher
Come on,
Walken.
Well, let's hear it. You gotta have it in your bag.
Jeez, what was that?
Juggle for the people, Murray. Juggle for the people.
Right. Dance for me. Do your stupid impersonations, monkey boy. The reason everyone is afraid of them is not Mickey Mantle. It's the pinstripes. Gotta have more cowbell.
So, again... You know, that they didn't exactly remember the Titans or Rudy or I don't know what Hoosiers are what you're going to show your team as a motivational movie. But this is why...
It's a thriller with a jazz soundtrack.
A couple of airline pilots or whatever. It's to me, it's just a clue into Vrabel why he has a clue, and that is there's a lot of teams that show up to beat the Patriots who get psyched out by the Patriots, by the flying Elvis and just the uniform and the colors and the, you know, who they are. And Vrabel is going to be sure to pound it into his team.
You saw it last year with the Chargers. That exactly. Definitely creeped in before that game even started.
Exactly. And I don't know what Vrabel's like as a master tactician. I give him a lot of credit for what he's done with Tannehill and making that move that turned his season around, maybe saved his job, you know, the whole thing. But I still don't know how much of an offensive guru he is. So I think all these things have yet to be determined. You know, his team the last 2 years has been a middler. So I don't know if he's a great coach or not. But I do know he has the right mindset. He has the right mindset. He's not afraid of the Patriots. He's not going to be psyched out by the Patriots. He's not going to wet himself at the sight of Belichick and Brady on the other sidelines. And I think a lot of teams do. Strangely enough, highly paid, highly accomplished professionals see those two, Brady, Belichick, they see the Patriots on the other side of the field, and they crap their pants. And Vrabel's not going to do it, and he's going to have his team in the right mindset not to do it. And that's why the Titans have a chance.
Yeah, I think it's 52 of 53 they're going to have that mindset. Ryan Tannehill, I still don't trust. As good of a story he's been this year, as good as he's been, and the numbers he put up are the best in his career. Ryan Tannehill on the road in a place where he's never won in a moment this big, and he's never played in a game this big. I don't know.
So the Pats have to make it about him. They got to take away Henry, you know, load up on Henry and say, go ahead, Tannehill, you want to come in here for the first time in your life and play a good game at Gillette with all the money on the table, and now everyone watching, go ahead.
See it, yeah.
And that's it, right? That's a pretty simple game plan. You do not let Henry beat you. Your thoughts on this game, your thoughts on Brady, all of it on the table here on Agenda Free Friday. Matt's in Swampscott. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm just curious. Does Brady have a short leash on Saturday? You know, the way he played on Sunday.
No.
You know, think no matter what, they're going to ride Brady to the very end?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, they have to. Even if he played horrifically, unless he's hurt, he's not leaving the field. Oh, Matt, imagine that.
Matt, thanks for the call. I don't want to get agitated, but Danny, Matt, they're not firing Belichick and they're not benching Brady.
Right.
Okay? This is not happening. I think it's enough just to say that this could be Brady's last game, which I think is realistic. Who knows what's going to happen? At least that's realistic. Let's keep it here on planet Earth with our suppositions, shall we? Suppositions. We've got Chris in Rhode Island. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to talk about Josh McDaniels real quick because of the uncertainty of whether if he's coming back or not. My question for you guys is, how does that factor Brady coming back? And if Josh McDaniels does go, who would be the best candidate to replace them?
Okay, so it sounds like this Joe Judge is someone that they're really high on.
Yeah. Who is now currently the special teams head coach and the wide receivers coach.
Okay, but he's just been a receiver coach for 1 year. I don't know if he's ready. Who's the current – I think there's another guy, and I forget the names. I'm sorry. I've lost track of the assistants. Some people talk about bringing back Chad O'Shea, who was just let go from Miami, who was – the quarterback's coach here, the receiver's coach here before he joined Flores down in Miami, so maybe him. Do you think McDaniels leaving makes it more or less likely that he returns? I mean, we've heard things from Jimmy Stewart all year that Brady and McDaniels are not in a great place.
Yeah, I was going to just about to defer, but he's got something going on there. I think that if he were to leave, that would make it more likely that Brady would stay here. I really do, based on what Jimmy has said.
It's gotten to that point where
I don't see that those two are tied at the hip. You know what I mean? I don't think that McDaniels maybe going to, you know, Team X, whatever it is, because it feels like he's going to get a head coaching job, means, ooh, that might also mean Tom Brady would follow him to that team. I don't think that at all. I think that those two are going to go their separate ways.
That's, you know, we'll see how that one plays out, but that has been an interesting little...
dynamic.
Sub-dynamic that Jimmy Stewart has told us about all season long, that Brady and McDaniels might not be in the best place. Brian in Springfield. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, you know, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I got to have more cowbell, Brian.
Got to have it, Murray. Hey, after the Pats loss last weekend, I shut off ESPN and basically all sports because I was disgusted. But I know he doesn't have the franchise tag anymore in his contract, but what about Brady? They have that transition tag. I don't even know what the hell that is, to be honest with you.
All this is a right to match.
That is. So, I mean, so they still have an opportunity, even if he gets a contract, he can match it anyways, and he automatically comes back here, right?
Yeah, Brian, it's an interesting thought. Do they have the right to transition him? They negotiated the right to not franchise him. Can they still transition him?
Oh, that would be dirty.
Can we call someone on that? Can we text someone on that?
Is that what they'd want, though? Let me ask you this, because don't they want the plausible deniability to your theory?
Yes.
We offered him a contract.
Yes.
They don't want the right to match.
Correct.
They're not offering
that. They want to blame Brady for leaving.
Right.
So I don't think they do it, but it's an interesting thought. And no one's, it's almost never used on anyone ever, because basically, I mean, all it is, you get no compensation. You have no rights other than they come to you and say you can match or you lose the player, which is pretty much what you get anyway. Right? I mean, unless the player is leaving a place that he just absolutely hates, which happens sometimes, but for the most part, they're going to go to the highest bid. So if his current team, you know, any free agent goes to free agency, gets a great offer from Team X, goes back to his current team and says, this is what I'm being offered. Do you want to match it? Whether he has a transition tag or not, I think it's almost implied. But if the Pats wanted to play that game, could they?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Interesting.
That'd be dirty if they could. I mean, if they did end up doing something like that.
Can we text one of our insiders?
Financial handcuff is what that is.
Who doesn't hate us? Like that's just Bedard meaning.
Is anyone left?
Yeah, can we, who's left?
I don't think you have anybody left.
Who could answer that question for us? Here's McCarthy's update. 90 seconds, no commercials, and we're right back with you.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.